Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Well, folks, you know, at least once a month, I like to get down to Caddo and check in with my buddy Billy Carter. Now, Billy actually manages Johnson's Ranch Marina, which is the oldest inland marina, I guess, in Texas. He's lived a lifetime down there at Caddo fishing and hunting, and he and his wife, Dottie, I know a lot of you know Billy Carter and Dottie, and probably had stayed at their lake homes and been down there and fished with him. But let's check in with Billy and see how things are going at Caddo. Billy, thank you for being here, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure. The only thing better than having you as a guest on our radio show is getting to get down there and spend a morning or afternoon or something fishing with you, and I hope to rectify that pretty quick. Been kind of a weird winter, Billy. There's been some warm weather, a good bit of warm. Then it would get colder than a well digger in Montana, you know. And
it's
wild how it's. Yeah, tell me what effect has that had on the fishing? And you know, my big question is the yellow bass. I still haven't given up on getting down there with you this winter. I know it's getting to be late winter, but there's nothing more fun to me than to go down there and with you and catch a bunch of those good-eating yellow bass. How's that fishing going, bud?
Well, the yellow bass fishing is just picking up. We had 4.5 inches of rain last week, so the water's a little muddy right now, but the yellow bass and the sand bass are still beginning their run.
Okay, and then for those, for the yellow bass, and I know that a lot of our listeners have probably learned through the years, especially people that's listened to me and had you on a lot, but we've highlighted the yellow bass fishing for years in the newspapers and stuff. But people that are not aware of it, Billy, yellow bass, which say a 10, 11-inch yellow bass, to me, I would stack them as table fare up with any crappie, any blue catfish, or anything. They're not a great big fish. Would you say a 10 or 11 incher is probably about a normal size?
That's about a normal size. The option of catching yellow bass versus a big brim, for instance, is the size of the fillets themselves. They're twice as big as a 1-pound brim fillet, and the meat is thicker and whiter. It's just really good table food.
It definitely is, Billy. And, you know, people talk about if you fillet a yellow bass, people talk about fish having shoulders, but up near the gills, the front part, it is thicker. The fillet on a yellow bass is thicker than really a crappie or whatever. And when in your career did you discover yellow bass? I put you at the top of the list of people that made fishing for yellow bass popular down at Caddo. You honestly did years ago, but when in your fishing career did you discover that, hey, these yellow bass are easy to catch at times and they're good to eat? Was it all through your life, or did you see? I know we started writing about it and doing it, you and I, back in probably the early 90s. I don't know.
Yes, sir. I actually caught those when I was a kid, 12, 14 years old. Now, we didn't know the techniques that I use now. We caught those yellow bass schooling along with the sand bass out in the open water toward the Louisiana side of the lake.
Yeah. Well, now, if you want to, what you've learned about catching them, they do make a seasonal spawning run, just like a striper would on a striper reservoir, or like a white bass, don't they? They run up the channel.
Absolutely. Well, they run up the channel, but the kind of the key to it is finding an eddy where they are going up and down that channel. You can find a little soft spot on the side where they can get out of that current just a little bit. That's where they tend to bunch up.
That is something that you've taught me to do, and it's really easy fishing, folks, because what Billy's talking about is, of course, the Cypress Channel is, you know, runs right by Johnson's Ranch Marina. And we'll give some areas for you to start fishing if you want to go down there and get in on some of this. But, Billy, you know, you've taught me this is, you know, there'll be a bend in the river or some eddy water where the current is on going on down the channel, then there'll be a little backwater. Those things pack in there, I guess, by the thousands in those type of places, don't they?
Absolutely. You just one fish after another, catch after catch after catch. They're real aggressive at this time of the year.
Yep, they are that, Billy. And a good bait is one minnow, average size, I'd say a medium minnow, Billy, will make, what, three baits?
Three baits, you bet.
Having a little folks, we're having a little trouble. Billy's on his cell phone, probably out on the water at Caddo. So, Billy, if you will, we want everybody to hear these words of wisdom. So maybe I can ask you to speak up a little louder into that phone. But and then a split shot, right? Crimped on a case hardened, a small hook.
Right. Depending on the water depth you're fishing, about a 3/16 slip sinker above the hook. Put your hook on the bottom. Now, we use number 4 catfish bait holder hooks. That's because they have an extra little barb by the eye that actually helps hold that bait on a little bit longer.
And that's a real stout. It's a little hook, but, you know, when we fish together, I've caught some bigger fish of other species on that thing. That is a strong little hook, isn't it?
Right. It's case hardened.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so that's going on right now at Caddo, the yellow bass bite. And if there's a color change in the water, say you're going on up above Johnson's Ranch, or you know, you're wanting to stay right on the edge of that. If you do find the color change, like in a feeder creek or something coming in, right?
Right. There's always at least one feeder creek where the water comes in from the north of the lake and kind of circles around instead of coming straight through the lake. Those areas tend to be a little bit clear where you can see a definite difference in the color of the water when you go by there.
And keep those baits right on the bottom and right near that color change, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Now, of course, we're coming up, won't be long, be March. You know, the crappie, What's the story on the crappie? Do you think they're going to be, you know, moving shallow pretty soon, or can you predict?
They're already starting to move into 10 to 12 feet of water, which is really shallow water for this time of the year. This time of the year, most of those fish for the last 6 weeks have been hanging in water 25 to 30 feet deep. Now, you know, Caddo, we don't have all that much water that deep, so you have to go upriver above the 43 bridge to get in them right now. But over the last week, we're starting to get more and more catches downstream toward Johnson's Ranch, Government Ditch, Devil's Elbow, places like that.
Right, right. Well, and then that covers that pretty good. And of course, the largemouth, the black bass, there's some, I don't know if it was last year or year before, but one monster black bass that made all the headlines was caught down there. But Caddo is, I would say, a sleeper. It's not a sleeper. It's been big bass coming out of Caddo for years and years, hasn't it?
Right, and they're starting to catch those big bass already. Of course, you know, about mid-March is usually when the big girls, I should say, come in. The ones that are full of eggs, and that's when they're going to put on their most weight. But they're already making a real good start.
Well, that's good, man. I would like to hook everybody up with what you're doing down there, Billy. Johnson's Ranch, the website for Johnson's Ranch is what?
johnsonsranchmarina.net.
Yep, johnsonsranchmarina.net. And there's cabins there, what you and I call fishermen's cabins, but they're not houses. They're smaller cabins, and they're very good, clean places for a couple old boys or some fish, you know, a couple people that just want to come down and fish to stay. But you and Dottie also have Spatter Dock, which is how many lake homes now, Billy? Several.
We have 8 guest houses.
Guest houses, right. And these are just fully furnished, and it's just like if you had a lake house, folks. My wife and I and family, we've stayed in them for many years, you know, but It's just like having a lake home, Billy, without all the hassle of fixing the pipes and keeping the grass cut.
Right.
Yep.
We do all the work. All you have to do is come enjoy yourself while you're here.
That's a fact. And that website, to learn all about that, is spatterdoc.com. Is, I think, Billy, S-P-A-T-T-E-R, yeah, S-P-A-T-T-E-R, spatterdoc, D-O-C-K.com. Billy, thanks for the fishing update, buddy, and I know that you're a part of that lake. You've got, a tour taking some people out and exposing them to what Caddo looks like, and it's all the, trust me, folks, Billy knows every nook and cranny. He's got me usually about a mile from Johnson's Ranch. I usually know which way is up. but you're about to head out, so we'll let you do that, Billy. We'll get you back soon. How about it?
Well, those yellow bass are cranking up, so I certainly look forward to seeing you on our annual trip. So.
All right, stay with me just a minute, and we'll I want to talk to you off the air, okay?
Great.
It's Luke Clayton, folks. You know, there's one thing in my outdoor cooking arsenal that I could not live without, and that's my Smoking Tech's electric smoker. I've had a 1400 model that I've used for, gosh, probably 8 years now, and it works as well today as the day when I first got it. The Smoking Tech's what makes them really good. You can put wood, 4 to 6 ounces of wood will smoke a big brisket. But put the wood down in the firebox, set the thermostat, and literally walk away from it. I like it because when I'm making pulled pork or, say, a venison roast or ham, I can cook it all night at a very low temperature, 190 to 200 degrees. Now, there are several models of Smoking Tech's available. The 1100, which is the smallest, the 1400, which I have, then the 1460 is a little bit bigger and it'll hold quite a bit more meat, and then there's the 1500, which holds a lot of meat. Folks, go online, smokingtex.com, S-M-O-K-I-N-T-E-X.com, or call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511.
Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online.